We want to remind everyone to join us here most weeks at the Chase Bank Auditorium, or really, I'm not here most weeks, but they want to remind everyone to join them most weeks here at the Chase Bank Auditorium. For tickets and more information, go to WBEZ.org, and you can find the link at the website, waitwait.npr.org. And right now, panel, it is time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Tom, we'll go to you. The team behind Google Glass has spent years developing the technology. Well, now they're finally making Google Glass less what?
Less dorky looking?
That's exactly right, yeah. Less ugly. Google has always put style second. Look at their bare bones homepage, and who could forget that first high-waisted version of Google Pants? Well, finally, Google has wised up. They're partnering with an Italian designer to ensure that when a Google Glass wearer has their Google Glasses punched off their face, the glasses are extremely fashion-forward.
So they're going to be actually fashionable glasses? Like you see somebody with these on, you might not know that they were web surfing while they're in conversation with you, or whatever it is they do.
People won't want that. They want to be. They want to look as obnoxious as possible. Surely,
that is true. The information is right there on your glasses. But Google Glass reminds me of sort of the beer helmet, or the idea behind the beer helmet, where you drink the beer out of the helmet. Just some guy saying, "I want the things I want. I want them on my face."
You know, when you put it that way, Mike, I totally get it.
Yeah.
Does anybody remember the Brock umbrella?
Yeah, Lou Brock.
Lou Brock.
Lou Brock. I had one. Yes. I mean, I talked to
him. It was a hat with a little umbrella.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, that was technology.
Yeah.
You could just wear that all the time, and it looked kind of cute. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I saw that in the Museum of Celibacy.